Dear Editor, regardless of how long the e-scooter pilot program carries on in Airdrie into winter and through to next year, and in advance of spin-off programs that may very well introduce winterized scooters and covered alternative EV traffic lanes, there are some issues that are not being addressed. It was interesting to read the Gushing Neuron survey that cited the successes of the pilot program so far, which included the claim of economic benefits and, of course, to quote a Neuron representative, how people are using this, the scooter, and how they're ultimately reducing their carbon footprint when they're riding. It should be clear that the e-scooter pilot program is part of a larger agenda, including four-wheeled electric vehicles, which seeks to address the yet-to-be-proven climate emergency, and the assertion that human and animal carbon dioxide emissions are responsible. Apparently, taxing humans for their carbon emissions and gutting our natural resource sector are not enough, hence the need to adopt alternative energy-dependent lifestyles and industry. If the measurement and management of the human carbon footprint is to be the basis for all climate action, would it not be useful to have a thorough understanding of what a carbon footprint is and how it impacts the Earth? So why is it that the companies providing the machines for this e-scooter pilot project are not forthcoming with information that could help potential and existing adopters? When I asked the City of Airdrie to provide detailed technical information on the machines being piloted, the municipality deflected my inquiries to the sources of the machines, Neuron Mobility and Bird Canada. But both companies refused to disclose requested information to me and even asked why this information was of interest. All I requested were details regarding the carbon footprint, from source of materials to completed product, as well as the estimated useful life of the products and the environmental impact of the disposal of the product, including the lithium battery being used. If education and learning about our environment and how to save it is so very key these days, why is important information that could justify a clean energy agenda being suppressed or classified by the partners and stakeholders involved in the pilot program? The color green has come to symbolize the agenda for a cleaner, safer environment. A transparent green would ease education and adoption of initiatives that make sense. Al Nietzsche, Winsong.